Morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720W. The memories are coming rushing back right now. And if, you know, if you're from Chicago and you're of a certain age, you absolutely remember this album On by Off-Broadway. And the leader of Off-Broadway is a man named Cliff Johnson, and he's a legend in this town. And I have two members of the band The Rain live in studio with me, Dave Sebastian and Bill Bickle. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
And you guys, can you move up a little bit to the mic?
Sure.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Man. So you guys are going to play, or you have been playing with Cliff Johnson, recording with him, correct?
Right.
Cliff Johnson, by the way, tell everybody who he is in case people don't know.
Yeah, he is a Chicago legend. He's an iconic power pop guy. In fact, I would say he's one of the guys that invented power pop.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a short list of those guys, you know, and it's all, you know, it comes from, you know, the Kinks. It comes from the Who and the Beatles, and then it got Americanized, you know, through the process.
Right.
And Pez Band.
Another great band.
Yeah, you know, Cliff was part of that band.
Yep.
And you know, that's, those guys invented it.
The genre is one of my favorites. I love power pop. You know, some of the bands, and they're not local, but like Big Star is one of my favorite bands of mm-hmm. all time. Well, they're local. Cheap Trick is one of my favorite bands of all time. And
sure.
I know that they've played off-Broadway, played with Cheap Trick, because
right.
I saw
right.
them open for Cheap Trick. So
yep.
But that's that is way in my wheelhouse, this kind of music. I just love it so much.
Great.
Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how long you've been playing music.
I'm from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Bill and I have been playing together forever. I mean, in fact,
and you play guitar.
I play guitar.
Yeah, and you play yeah. drums.
Bass.
No, actually, I play bass.
Oh, bass. You play bass.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And our drummer is named Bill as well.
Oh, okay.
So, hence the confusion.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Sleeping right now.
Yeah, we were, you know, we were a high school band together.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Taft.
I went to St. Pat's.
St. Pat's, my producer. That's his alma mater right there.
There you go.
We've had many St. Pat's people in this studio.
Class of 81.
Class of 81. All right. I took driver's ed at Taft.
Me too.
I went to Luther North. I went to Luther North for high school,
cool.
which is closing. My high
right,
school
I heard
is
about
closing.
That.
It's
wow.
so
about
sad.
That. It is a bummer.
Now class of 83,
mm-hmm.
and so yeah, I took a driver's ed at Taft.
Mm-hmm.
And drove a Ford. Ford. What was that? Was it Fairlane? I think. No, not a Ford Fairlane. A Ford something. I can't remember. That's the first car I ever drove. Anyway, so you started playing. When did you start playing music? When you were a kid?
Sure.
Yeah.
13. Mm-hmm. You know.
Did you go straight to guitar? Did you take lessons and all that?
I went straight to guitar.
Yeah.
As like a singer-songwriter type guy. You know, Bill and I met and hung out at a kind of a famous, now famous music store, Minstrel Music.
Oh, yeah.
In Niles.
Yeah.
And it's one of those neighborhood places that drew people in. In fact, that's how we met a couple of the guys from Off-Broadway. They were, you know, coming in and out of the shop.
Yeah.
So that was just a natural. I mean, we were the guys in that music store when people would come in and say, "Who is making all that noise in the basement?" That was us, you know, down there. So we were down there trying to figure out how to write songs as cool as Off-Broadway
yeah.
and as cool as Cheap Trick
yeah.
and all of that.
Yeah.
And that's how we, you know, and then Bill and I went on to play together in bands, you know, throughout
for
a
years,
long time.
Yeah. And, Bill, when did you start playing bass?
You know, I started playing bass when I met Dave. I actually started my musical career as a saxophonist.
No. Oh.
And that was at St. Ferdinand's, and I was basically told by the band instructor that Bickle, that saxophone would sound better on a stand than you behind it. So I put the saxophone in the case, and I slid it across the floor to the band instructor and walked out.
It was funny because one of my follow-up questions was going to be, do you ever bust out the saxophone? And I
right.
guess that would be no.
No, I don't. But I have some friends who have children that play saxophone and just keep it up. I mean, I think it's a great instrument. I've
yeah.
always liked horns. So I started playing guitar in my neighborhood where I grew up. Every other garage either had a muscle car in it or a band. And I used to watch bands in garages.
And I'm assuming you were on the Northwest Side?
Northwest Side.
Yeah. And where did you live? Were you Northwest Side as well?
Yeah.
Man, look at this. No wonder I'm getting along with you guys.
Yeah. Right. Belmont and Laramie.
Belmont and Laramie, where were you?
Well, you know, I originally was Roscoe in Austin. And then when I was 16, we moved to Jeff Park.
Ah, Jeff Park. That's a great place. Right. I'm going to be there Saturday celebrating my birthday or my mom's birthday at Gale Street Inn.
Gale Street Inn, great place.
Best
great
place. Best place. So, well, that's cool. So you guys have been playing music together for a really long time. I want to take a break. We got to go to the news. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the bands that you guys have been in and reminisce a little bit about that.
Great.
And then talk about Cliff Johnson and the Rain.
Awesome.
And we'll play some music, too. And they're playing at, if you've never seen Cliff Johnson, this guy is a legend. You got to see him. Great band. Cliff Johnson and the Rain, they're playing this Saturday at Reggie's Rock Club. It's an 18 and over show and begins at 7 o'clock. And we have a link on our Facebook page for all the information. All right, we'll take a break. We've got the news coming up and then more after this. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That's Off-Broadway. And that's Cliff Johnson. Cliff Johnson from Off-Broadway is now with a band called Cliff Johnson and the Rain, and two members of the Rain are with us. It's Dave Sebastian and Bill Bickle. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Does that bring back memories?
Totally.
Yeah. For that album, man, I remember vividly when it came out, and it was everywhere. I mean, just a huge record. I mean, I know locally, even, you know, I mean, obviously nationally as well, but here in Chicago,
huge. Well, when you said bring back memories, I thought you meant Thursday night from rehearsal. But yes, in terms of long-term memory, yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about this. Cliff Johnson is a legend, you know, and especially in the Chicago music scene. One of the forefront creators of pop rock and power pop. And Off-Broadway was one of the bands that he was in, and that was the seminal one, the one that started it all. How did you guys end up? Now, I know you guys were you would cross paths with these guys from Off-Broadway, and you would cross paths with Cliff Johnson, but how did the formation of your band and him happen?
You want to take this one, Dave?
Facebook.
Okay.
Social media.
Okay.
Here's the deal. John Kern, our guitar player, is fearless. And there was a private party, Minstrel Music throws a private party, or Henry Kern from Minstrel Music, former owner, throws a party called Minstrel Palooza. At great venues. So in September it'll be at Dirty Nelly's in Chicago. You're invited. Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to Dirty Nelly's in years. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's cool. And that's the first time we played with Cliff.
Was it Dirty Nelly's?
John sent him a Facebook message. They were, you know, Facebook friends.
Right.
And he sent him a message asking if he wanted to come and play a song with us. And you know, so they went back and forth a little bit. And then we went to lunch. And Cliff said, well, if I'm going to come out, I mean, we're going to do it. Let's do it. Let's play four songs. Let's play a little mini set. So we got together in the living room of a house and learn those four tunes. And I think
what were the four tunes that you played?
Stay in Time, Showdown.
Full Moon,
yeah. And Hang On for Love, I think.
Hang On for Love.
Yeah. And I think he was surprised. I think people have come to him before and invited him to play, and he's done it. But there was, you know, we pride ourselves on being a good hang, and
that's important, man. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, you know, so after we did that, and it was very well received. There was a room full of people that loved that guy.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Yeah.
They liked it. So after that, we were talking and decided that we'd go out and do some shows.
That's great. And you didn't have to twist his arm or anything. Was he on board like right out of the gate? Was he?
I think we had a conversation a couple weeks after that event, and we got together with him and sat down in actually Dave's dining room and hammered it out.
Yeah.
And it's probably been a year and a half now.
Yeah.
So you've been collaborating with him for this long?
Yeah.
That's so great.
And it, you know, it works for him because it's turnkey. You know, we're four guys that already know each other and
know his songs.
We're into it. We know his back catalog.
Yeah.
I mean the two albums that Off Broadway did are phenomenal.
They're great records.
Both of them. Even the second album that maybe didn't sell as strongly as the first one, which, you know, sold like 300,000 copies in Chicago.
Everybody I knew
had
the Off-Broadway, the first Off-Broadway album.
Yeah,
right?
No doubt. Yeah. But that second record...
It's good. The second record is good.
Every bit is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there just is no filler. I'm telling you guys, if you pop into a used record store and see one of those albums, get it.
Yeah.
You're getting your money's worth.
Yeah.
His songwriting is, there is no fat. There is, you know, it's not just three chords and, you know, get to the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
It's well orchestrated power pop.
I'm sure that a lot of people who are listening right now know and love Cliff Johnson and what he's done, and especially would know Off Broadway. I mean, they were everywhere. Mm-hmm. I told you guys I saw him at the Whale a couple of times. I saw him. Mm-hmm. I saw him for Cheap Trick.
I saw him at the amphitheater with Blackfoot and UFO.
Yeah, I was at that show.
Me too.
Oh, you were that guy.
Yeah. I was there. You know,
we actually went to see him and didn't really care about the other two bands.
It's funny because I had, this is a real quick story. I had tickets to the night that they recorded Strangers in the Night.
Okay.
And I was sick and I couldn't go. And to this day, it makes me so angry. I was like, I had 103 temperature and my parents were like, you're not going. And I'm like, I'm going. It's UFO.
Right.
But then, you know, I go or I don't go. And then the record comes out. It's like the greatest live album ever recorded. And I could have been there that night. So I've returned. Anytime somebody mentions UFO, I have to tell that story because it still angers me. It's like 40 years later and I'm still mad about it.
Right.
So, but
well, imagine that. You know, as a kid, I'm watching this guy because we followed him around being in the Midwest music scene in Chicago and all that. Now I'm in a car with him. I'm driving him home.
Isn't that insane? When it's something insane like that happens, like when you meet one of your heroes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's crazy when that happens. You know, it's happened to me a few times and it's mind boggling that happens.
Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing.
Yeah.
I've met a couple of heroes that disappointed me.
Me too. And, you know, I've been in the radio business for a long time, and I've interviewed a lot of people, so I have the luxury of being able to meet some of my heroes or people that I admire and celebrities and stuff like that. But when they turn out to be jerks, it makes me really sad.
Right.
Really sad. I mean, the biggest jerk ever that I was Steve Martin, and he's one of my heroes, and he was a jerk. So, but anyway, so what's it like now?
Just
do you guys
like
ever
the movie?
Oh, that's right. I didn't even notice that I said he was a jerk and he was in the movie The Jerk. Well, the aptly titled movie. Do you guys ever, like, when you're in the middle of a song, do you ever just kind of like look at each other and go, oh, this is kind of unbelievable? You're probably over that right by now, right?
No, I'm not.
No?
No, it's pretty dang cool when you're standing out there and you start the song up and he jumps up on stage and just, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been with Dave, like Dave said, a very long time, and John and Bill, and it's just a great feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so cool. All right, well, we've got a couple of songs that we have from you guys, Cliff Johnson and the Rain.
Yeah.
And I believe the first one we're going to play is the first one we're going to play Automatic?
It's up to you. The first track up is Automatic, and this was recorded live.
Okay, we'll do that. And where was it recorded?
This was actually recorded at 27 Live, which was a club in Evanston that closed maybe 6 months after we played there, which was a shame because it was a cool little room.
Yeah.
Right. It was just before Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was actually the first time that we played out, and it was, you know, it was semi-daunting, room full of people. The drummer from Off-Broadway was there in the audience, so no pressure.
I bet Bill felt really intimidated by that.
Yeah. You know,
he sat right on the side of the stage. He was right there looking at him.
He's a good dude. He's a really good
awesome
dude. As a matter of fact, we had conversations. He was very supportive. And,
that's cool.
And Mike Gorman, who's a musician here in town, a gigging musician still with a band called the Redmans, is a super nice guy.
Yeah.
Very respected, and he's been to a show, and
that's great. So this was recorded the first night, you guys ever played together. Okay, so this is Cliff Johnston in the Rain on the song "Automatic." It was recorded live just before Christmas in Evanston, correct?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. There you go. Crowd reaction right there.
Abbreviated version.
Yeah.
They were concentrating on us.
That's great stuff, man. Classic. Cliff Johnston and The Rain. And you guys now, I asked you off the air, you guys only play with Cliff now?
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. That's really great. All right, listen, hang on, guys. We're going to come back. We'll talk some more, and then we're going to hear Stay in Time.
Cool.
You guys playing Stay in Time.
Great. Fun.
Great stuff, man. And it's Cliff Johnston. The guy's a legend. And Cliff Johnston and The Rain will be performing this Saturday. March 18th, Reggie's Rock Club on South State Street, 18 and over. Show begins at 7 o'clock. All of the info is on our Facebook page. It's going to be a great night. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. We'll take a break and be back after this.
Looking back, all I ever wanted was to
This is just like, this is perfect stuff. I mean, this is just ear candy, man. Beautiful. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's from the classic album On by Off Broadway. Cliff Johnson is the man behind that band. He's a legend. And now Cliff is working with a band called The Rain. And it's Cliff Johnson and The Rain. Dave Sebastian and Bill Bickle have been kind enough to join me. Guys, it's been so much fun talking to you, man.
It's been great.
And reminiscing.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I love Cliff Johnson. I love Off Broadway and all that stuff. And just Pez Band, all of it. Just
yeah.
Great stuff. And I'm so glad for you guys. And I'm glad that there are people who are interested in Cliff and come out in droves. And you were telling me off the air that the places you guys play, they're packed, which is really makes me feel good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? It's fascinating to watch you walk into a room and the guy managing the place may be a little bit younger and doesn't know, you know, exactly what's about to happen. And, you know, I told you off air, you know, we had this experience where, you know, we said, hey, man, you guys might want to get another bartender in here in addition to the one you got.
Right.
And the guy said, we'll see how it goes.
Right.
You know,
we'll
and,
see
then,
how it goes.
And then, you know, after the room filled up, Cliff walked by the guy and said, hey, sorry about all the people.
That's fantastic. That is so great. All right, I got some standard questions. There are two standard questions that I always ask musicians when they come in. And as I was telling you off the air, that we have different generations of musicians come in here because I love to have musicians in. I love to talk about music and have people play music live and stuff. And a lot of the bands that come in are young. They're like in their 20s. And when I ask them these questions, it's always kind of interesting because I'm in my 50s. It's kind of interesting to hear the answers. But I'm going to probably identify with your answers a little bit more closely than the kids who come in here. All right, so Dave, first album you ever bought?
Bought myself.
Yeah, like with your allowance or whatever.
Yeah. It would probably be something like "Ram On" by Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very underrated record.
Yeah, you could say that again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. What about you, Bill?
Kiss Alive.
I remember when that album came out, man. I you know what I remember most actually is when Kiss Alive 2 came out.
Right.
Because after the success of Kiss Alive 2 came out, people were waiting in front of the record store on Lincoln Avenue where I bought my records, waiting for them to open up the boxes for Kiss Alive 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That's how big it was. My first album was Black Sabbath Paranoid.
Awesome.
And I bought it at the Record Roost on Lincoln and Lincoln Avenue and Belmont and Ashland.
We used to go to the Rolling Stone.
Well, yeah. I can't tell you the number of albums I bought at Rolling Stone.
Right.
That's located by the Hip. Where's the Hip, Dan? At Harlem Irving Plaza? Okay. So first concert you ever went to, Dave?
Cheap Trick at the International Amphitheater.
All right, cool.
And I was way, way back, you know, not nosebleed, but back. And Rick Nielsen still hit me in the chest with a pick.
That's fantastic. I think you guys would agree with me on this. Those guys, as good today as they were in 1977, I've seen them like 30 times, and they're never not amazing.
Yeah.
Just one of the best bands of all time. One of my favorite bands of all time. First concert, Bill?
Don't laugh. Cliff Johnson, Blackfoot, and UFO.
Oh, is that right? It was your first show?
First show.
That's great, man. That's great. That's very, very cool. Mine was Black Oak, Arkansas.
Ooh, yeah.
At the auditorium. At the auditorium, the opening band, however, before their first album came out, nobody knew who they were. Bad Company. So,
cool.
Like, my dad knew, but my dad is a big fan of Free.
Uh-huh.
So when Paul Rodgers walks out, my dad starts freaking out because we had never heard of it. We didn't know what Bad Company was. It was before the first album came out. Uh-huh. My dad's like, oh, my God, that's Paul. That's the guy from Free. But they didn't play any Free songs. He was a little disappointed. They just played the whole first Bad Company album. But, yeah.
Black Oak, Arkansas. Was the drummer Tommy Aldridge?
Not. You know what? I don't remember. This was 75.
Okay.
So I don't – he might have been. I know he was the drummer. I know he drummed for
that. At some point.
Yeah.
Because Tommy Aldridge played with Cliff in a band called The Thumbs.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Here's a little trivia for you.
Okay.
Cheap Trick, at some point, Tom Peterson left the band.
Yes.
And they went through a couple of bass players.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those bass players played with Cliff. Pete Kamita played in The Thumbs,
mm-hmm.
and John Brandt was the bass player in The Thumbs.
Wow. He's worked with everybody. All right. Stay in Time, you guys. When was this recorded? Same gig?
Same gig.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it, man. This is Cliff Johnson and The Rain. You can see them live at Reggie's on Saturday. Yeah, man. Ugh. Such great stuff, man. So, oh, that just brings back so many memories, man. Congratulations on being able to just gig with this guy and play with him.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
It's such a great story. And you go out and see Cliff Johnson in the Rain. The guy is a legend. And they're playing Saturday night, March 18th, this Saturday, at Reggie's. That's tomorrow. Reggie's Rock Club, which is a great room. It's 18 and over show, and it begins at 7 o'clock. And we've got all the information on our Facebook page. Just had a blast talking with you guys, man.
It was great.
Just
thank
really
so
great.
Much.
And you sound fantastic, too. So have a great gig on Saturday.
All right.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, and the news is up in 3 seconds.